That this is the winter fun raising time.
Oh, yeah.
Take out the D. It's not fundraising. It's fundraising. That's what it is.
I made a boo-boo, Mike.
How so?
I've been calling it the autumn fun drive.
It's...
Is it winter or
autumn? I guess it is autumn. Yeah.
I put a little Facebook
in Houston, it's so hard to tell.
I said, come on, give me some money. It's an autumn fun
it
drive.
It is autumn. You're right.
I don't know. You know.
It's the fall fundraiser. The fall fundraiser. Okay. We have a phone number. It's not going to take you to... Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm going to announce the phone number, even though someone already knows it. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Now, tonight, what we're going to be asking is you call that number and pledge support for the station. And incidentally, it would be nice if you said it was for this show because, you know, that's part of how I justify being housed and fed around here. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something, Egberto.
I mean, just the way you said that, you know, I mean.
Speechless?
It left me speechless. I'm sorry.
We're going to have a good time. I am actually looking forward to this. This is the first time that I have done a fundraiser at KPFT, and I've been here with KPFT basically for about 3 years now. And this is the first time I've done a fundraiser where I have actually requested a couple of specific pledge premiums that we have. And I'm going to go into that. I'm really, really excited about that. First, I want to do my vote nag. Okay? Early voting starts in 5 days. 5 days. If you haven't registered to vote, I'm sorry. You can register, but you can't vote in this election. I still encourage you to register, by the way. You shouldn't not register, but you won't be able to vote in this election if you haven't yet registered. Early voting runs from October 20th to October 31st. I would plan on needing some kind of a state photo ID. You can go to harrisvotes.com, or you can go to texasvotes.org, which is the Secretary of State, and you can find out what is required to vote. And remember, if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't try so hard to suppress it. Make sure you vote. Make sure your friends vote. Make sure your family votes. If you've got grandparents in Florida, do the Sarah Silverman thing and nag them. Well, of course, we still want them to vote, but it doesn't affect us for governor. But still. Okay. So here's the thing we've got. You can pledge as much or as little as you wish. If you can only afford $16.50, if that's what you can afford, thank you so much. I appreciate that. If you can afford a couple of bucks, that's okay too. I appreciate that. If you can afford a couple of bucks a month, maybe $2, $5 every month on a credit card, that would be terrific too. At the $40 level, you actually get to attend KPFT meetings and vote. You can vote or even perhaps be elected to the board. You can put in your 2 cents or $40, as the case may be, and comment on programming and suggest programming, and you can really participate in this, your community radio station. Let me talk about the two premiums I've got, because actually I'm kind of excited, and I hate to, like, wait. I'm terrible with waiting. Okay, at the $60 pledge level, I have total of 12. After 12, I don't have it anymore. But I've got 12 subscriptions to the Skeptic Society and their magazine. Now, there is also an e-magazine level, but that's not what we have. The e-magazine level is less expensive and you have fewer perks. What we have is the magazine subscription, 12 of them at the $60 pledge level. It's a heck of a deal. It's normally $30 just to subscribe for the year. The subscription would include 4 magazines and also discounts on things like talks that they sponsor or some of their merchandise in their shopping area. Now, here's the description of the Skeptic Society. It's a nonprofit 501c3 scientific and educational organization whose mission is to engage leading experts in investigating the paranormal, fringe science, pseudoscience, and extraordinary claims of all kinds to promote critical thinking and to serve as an educational tool for those seeking a sound scientific viewpoint. Their contributors include leading scientists, scholars, investigative journalists, historians, professors, and teachers. They are top experts in their fields, and it is their hope that their efforts go a long way in promoting critical thinking and lifelong inquisitiveness in all individuals. Now, the reason that I requested that KPFT look into this, and Lydia Wakasey was great, and the reason I'm so excited to have it is because the whole premise of the name Think Wing Radio comes back to the notion that you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. And Skeptic Society is particularly interested in exploring and when necessary, debunking bad science, urban myths, basically things that aren't true. So right up my alley. It's a great thing. $60, you can get a 1-year subscription for magazines. It's published quarterly. And you also get access to the various meetings and merchandise. And it's a really terrific organization and a very interesting magazine. Now, the other one that I requested is the Planetary Society. Now, these we have an unlimited number. Skeptic Society, only 12 at that pledge level. The Planetary Society for $150. Of course, either of these will get you a membership in KPFT. The Planetary Society, as they describe themselves, founded in 1980 by Carl Sagan, Bruce Murray, and Louis Friedman. I am, by the way, one of the charter members, like the first year. Their mission is to inspire and involve the world's public in space exploration through advocacy, projects, and education. And today, the Planetary Society is the largest and most influential public space organization group on Earth. They are also a 501c3. They are involved right now in, and when I say involved, I mean literally they financially help to support people who scan the skies for dangerous asteroids, hunting Earth-like planets, searching for life in the universe through SETI and optical SETI, advocating the need for science funding generally, and they are even sponsoring and building their own solar light sail spacecraft. So this is a very worthy organization for people who believe in the value of science and human expansion out into the solar system. And just the coolness of it. That's at the $150 pledge level. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
Indeed.
I'm sorry?
I was saying indeed.
Thought you said in beep.
No.
I'm sorry.
Now, what would that mean?
I didn't know, which is why I went, what?
Hmm.
But whom I understand, and indeed I understand. Just in beep was totally puzzling to me.
Get with the program, Mike.
Yes, sir. Okay, 713-526-5738. Now, here are some of the reasons why you might want to support KPFT. I really should do this as a top 10 list. I'm going to have to configure this as a top 10 list. First of all, KPFT has 95 different programs on the air every week. 95. I counted them today to make sure that this information is current. The A's starts at Alternative Radio and at Arab Voices, BBC, Bayando in Texas, Blues Brunch, Bluegrass Zone. And then when you get to the other end, this is 12 freaking pages, just so you know. I printed this out. It's 12 pages with like a 12-point font and really tiny margins. Explorations, Generation Radio, Democracy Now. This is an amazing radio station. On the other hand, do you know who owns America's radio stations mostly? You've got ABC Radio owns 73 stations. Beasley Radio owns 42. CBS owns 179. Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio, owns something like, 240 in the U.S., Australia, Mexico, and New Zealand. So, media concentration, the consolidation of opinion and perspective, and basically what you hear and how it shapes your perspective on the universe, how it shapes your mind, your thoughts, your ideas. Whereas we have one radio station, and that one radio station has 95 different programs. That's why you need to support KPFT. It's a radio station of diversity. It's a radio station of variety. It's a radio station with many different points of view. It is an educational 501(c) organization, which means that your donation, if you itemize, is tax deductible. I sometimes like to say, the more you donate, the more you save. So it's a great strategy. 713-526-5738. Thank you for that phone call. I appreciate that. Let's see, what else?
Thank you for that call.
I also noticed the Chronicle had a headline, former news station turns to classic hip-hop. Music rules the airwaves, fills radio chains' coffers. I believe that that headline should have been, media choice dead in Houston while city's sole newspaper lauds arrival of classic hip-hop. What fascinated me is that the daily newspaper that has a monopoly on publishing in this city didn't see a problem with the fact that the top four media chains control about 80% of the radio revenue in this city. Now, this is a little outdated, so I don't know how precisely accurate it is. But according to the news article, and this is not what they focused the article on, which fascinated me, iHeartMedia, which is what they now call Clear Channel, because Clear Channel, I guess, had sort of a negative association. iHeartMedia owns six stations in the metro Houston area. CBS owns six. Univision owns five. Radio One owns three. So that means that 20 radio stations in this town are owned by four companies in just this market. Just this market. Let me repeat that. Four companies own 20 of this city's radio stations. Diversity of opinion, discussion of issues, different perspectives. Well, yeah, if you think that one company is going to have 20 different perspectives, but I doubt it. KPFT, on the other hand, one radio station with 95 perspectives. Think about that. What that means is that this one station has more perspectives than all of the other stations owned by the top four media companies combined. That's amazing. 713-526-5738. Keep in mind that somewhere between 90 and 100% of all the money that keeps KPFT on the air comes from you, the listeners. At best, we require 92% of our funds to come from our community. At worst, it's 100%. It varies. I'm sorry, what was that, Igberto?
This year it's 100%.
Is it this year? Yeah, I think it's, I know the last fundraiser, the last pledge drive, it was at 100%. Is it still?
Still at 100%.
So you're it. Now, let's also do some other numbers, because I can be a little bit of a numbers guy. of all the people that listen to the station, and we thank every listener, because whether you're pledging to support the station or not, we value your listenership. But at any given time, approximately one listener in 16 is helping to support the station in any given year. One in 16. That's about the same percentage that votes, which is kind of interesting. So you've got that little percentage of people that feel motivated to do stuff. If you got $1,000, we would love to have $1,000. But you know what? If what you have is $60, you can do that pledge, and that'll get you a subscription to the Skeptic Society and a membership for the year in KPFT. And you can do that as $5 a month on a credit card. You can do that as $60 one time. You can do a check. You can bring cash over to the station. Whatever works for you. I've got 12 subscriptions to the Skeptic Society at the $60 pledge level. At the $150 pledge level, I've got an unlimited number of subscriptions to the Planetary Society. So whether you believe in debunking junk science or whether you believe in endorsing human expansion out into space, learning about what the universe is and what it's made of and what the planets are, perhaps whether or not you support manned exploration, I happen to, but the Planetary Society is kind of secular about that. It just supports exploration in space, knowledge in space. And that's a $150 pledge, which again, you can do as, what is that, about $12.50 a month, roughly $13 a month. Haven't broken down the exact math, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood, about $13 a month on a credit card or $150 one time, credit card, debit card, check, cash. Maybe pledge your junk car. I think that's something that can be worked out.
Teresa would love you for saying that.
Would she?
Yes.
Well, you can donate things like cars and boats, and we have methods of accepting that and giving you a tax deduction for it, and then we liquidate it and convert it into cash. We don't give the cars away to like volunteers here to drive around. We actually convert it into cash. It costs $150 an hour. Even with all the volunteers in this station, it costs us $150 an hour to run this station because there are certain fixed costs. So you've got lights, you've got maintenance, you've got equipment replacement. You do have a few salaried people. We don't pay them much, but we do have a few salaried people. The building requires maintenance. The electronics require upgrading. The biggest nut right now that KPFT faces is they need a broadcast tower. The broadcast tower that they have currently, which I think is over in Missouri City somewhere, it needs to be upgraded, and the FCC is requiring that it be upgraded, and that's a big nut. Now, that may be a capital fundraiser program, but, you know, every little bit helps, whether it's the fundraiser we're doing right now or it's the capital fundraiser. You know, as they say, money is fungible. 713-526-5738. I've been doing Think Wing Radio now with Egberto for going on a year. It's getting close to a year. And I like to think that I bring something a little different to talk radio, a little different to call-in radio, a little different to KPFT, being, as I sometimes bill myself, the most conservative liberal at the station. On the other hand, I also have one of the most liberal liberals at the station here in my engineering, so we kind of work out an interesting dynamic. That's part of the variety of KPFT. If you lean a little to the right of center, I can be your show. If you lean a little left of center, Egberto can be your engineer. Mm-hmm. So, you see, it works out really well. That's part of the diversity of KPFT. But we need you to keep us on the air.
That is so right. But I want to tell you, your show is a great show.
Thank you.
The Mike Honig Show. Actually, it's really Think Wing.
Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig,
It's a great show, and we want to keep this show on air. So, man, please let those phones ring.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Now, Egberto also has a great show, Politics Done Right, Mondays at 9, but he can pump for his own show.
Hey, help me out, dude.
I'll help you out on Monday.
No, we're doing your show.
We're doing my show. Right now, we're looking to get money for my show. 713-526-5738. I'm sorry, you said you wanted to say something? I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to talk to your ears.
No, you weren't talking. You were talking to yourself.
Okay, I was talking to myself.
Okay. So, 713-526-5738. Let's see what else I got here. I can hear you now. Oh, Ernesto, do you want to talk about, have we got any pledges that we can thank? Ernesto? Okay, well, we may have pledges to thank. We'll see. Let's see. Oh, just in terms of kind of breaking the stream here a little bit, because, you know, an hour of just pledge can get a little tiring. I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you listening, have heard that a couple of days ago there are reports that Turkey bombed some Turkish Kurd positions. PKK is what they're called in Turkey. Now, this is kind of interesting and a little complicated. The PKK is considered to be a terrorist organization by both the United States and the government of Turkey. They have been fighting an insurgency for something like 30 years, trying to get a Kurdish state separated from Turkey, or at the very least, an autonomous region. And they've been in peace talks now for about 2 years. So when I read the reports that Turkey had bombed this group, and apparently Turkey is claiming that the PKK Kurds had attacked a Turkish army station or checkpoint, and so this was a retaliation. And all of a sudden, this whole mess with Turkey and ISIS in Syria came clear to me. Now, it may have already come clear to you, but this is what my epiphany was. The reason that Turkey is dragging its feet getting involved is because of the old adage that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Turkey has two dogs in this fight, so to speak. They want to overthrow Assad, and they really want to destroy the Kurdish insurgency, the Kurdish independence movement. The Kurds are mostly in four countries: Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. ISIS happens to be fighting two of Turkey's dogs, two of Turkey's enemies. They're fighting Assad on the one hand, and they're wearing down the Kurds on the other. So it really, from a Turkish point of view, I suddenly realized it makes perfect sense that the Turks are dragging their feet. They figure that ISIS is going to wear down Assad and the Kurds. The Kurds and Assad are going to wear down ISIS. And when all the dust is settled, the Turks can do whatever they want. They can either reinforce their border and have some stability, or they can go in and establish their own buffer zone.
That is perfect analysis. I think that is perfect analysis.
It's suddenly like an aha moment.
Yeah. And aha, you need to raise some money. I think Ernesto is there to help you out.
Ernesto, do we have anyone to thank?
We have opportunities for people to call right now,
man.
This is such a good thing because there are a lot of great opportunities for you to support a fantastic program. Think Wing Radio, Mike Honig, Alberto Willis on the air with you every single Wednesday. Really great program. A lot of folks call in and are part of this. Including the gifts special to this program. We also have some of the great station thank you gifts that are available. Many folks calling in this evening for Dr. Mario Martinez, who will be here on Tuesday, November 11th, talking about health and wellness and aging and how we change our cultural perceptions of ourselves and aging. He'll be talking live at St. Paul's United Methodist Church on Tuesday, November 11th. You can pick up a ticket to that event, a copy of his book, The Mind-Body Code, which is going to be coming out actually November 1st, and Mario Martinez's interview with Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! That is available for a pledge of $200. It's a great package. Mario Martinez is not down here very often in Houston. He's actually based in Montevideo, Uruguay, so he does not come down to Houston too often, and this is going to be one of those very rare visits from Dr. Mario Martinez. If you were intrigued by his interview on Democracy Now!, perhaps you've seen him on other media outlets. I've interviewed him on a number of occasions here on KPFT. And really, he's a very intriguing character because he's a neuropsychologist. He's a medical professional trained in medicine, but has studied centenarians, those who've lived over 100 years, and studied their lives and how these individuals, in many cases whose parents died many years before them, and studied how they live their lives in order to live more rich and fulfilling existences and how they've managed to do that. But he explores those issues as well as how to improve relationships, how to improve our own outlooks in his book, The Mind-Body Code. He'll be in town. We're happy to provide that to you. If you heard about James Risen's book during Democracy Now!, we're happy to provide that to you. We have tickets to lots of fantastic performances rolling through town. We've got a diversity of artists coming through. If you're a fan of Café Tacuba, they're coming to town on their, I believe, their 25th anniversary, if I remember that number correctly. Also, Melissa Etheridge coming to town. Turnpike Troubadours coming to town, John Hyatt, Robert Earl Keen, great storyteller, Robert Earl Keen, Trombone Shorty, speaking of great storytellers, the one and only Leon Russell will be in town, Galactic, great jazz funk ensemble, going to be a fun show, the Subdudes coming to town, Psychedelic Furs and the Lemonheads coming to town. We'll get you in the door for that. The one and only John Hammond, great blues rock soul guitarist, going to be doing a solo set over at the Do-Si-Do Coffee House. Carolyn Wonderland, speaking of great blues and funk and rock, going to be doing a performance. James Hunter Six, Jim Lauderdale, Hamilton Loomis, Fred Eagle Smith, and many others will be out there. Macy Gray is coming to town. We'll get you there, but we do need you to please make your pledge of support. Independent radio requires your support. We're asking for you to help put a couple of phone calls on the line because this is a great radio show. I am Ernesto Aguilar. I am KPFT's program director. I listen to a lot of radio, not only here, but everywhere else. And I was telling this to Egberto not that long ago. This is one of the very few programs I make a point of listening to live every single week. And I'll tell you why. Because this program brings together this unique melding of voices who can not only tell you an intriguing story about the world around us, but can help inform you in an engaging and upbeat kind of way. There's a lot of news out there. There are a lot of resources out there for news and analysis. Most of this stuff, I mean, and this is a sad reason as to why so much news is just not that interesting to a large amount of number of the population, because it tends to be fairly dry. It's one hit, one talking head, another talking head. People go back and forth during any news story, during any given topic. In journalism school, the way they teach this is called dramatic unity, which basically is one side says one thing, another side says another thing. Here's a little bit of the history, and here's how this is all going to be resolved. You can take apart any news story on any TV or radio newscast, and it breaks down that way. One side says this, one side says that. Here's a little bit of this, and then here's the end. These two are able to put together a complex set of issues around any given story. So you get a chance to make an informed decision. And that, to me, is the essence of a democracy. The founding fathers did not put in the Constitution the idea that you should get your data plumbed by Facebook. The founding fathers didn't protect your right to hear advertising. They understood the value of freedom of the press. They understood the value of freedom of speech so much that they protected it in the very opening of the Constitution. Why did they do that? Because they understood the power of the media in shaping democracy, the power of the media in helping you make an informed decision. That is such an important thing. These two gentlemen, they're funny, they're entertaining, but in a lot of ways, they're inspiring because they help educate you. They help show everybody in this city that news doesn't have to be what's happening with Kim Kardashian. It can be about what's happening overseas and kind of dig through the layers and textures of each of those issues. There's some complex issues. They're not just one side or another side. Sometimes these sides go against each other and for each other based on other important political interests. or sometimes business interests and other interests. These two gentlemen do a great job at cutting through the news headlines with very bright analysis that's also interesting and also approachable. I mean, we're not sitting here talking about a Stanford conversation where you can't even get a word in edgewise because somebody with their dissertation is going to try to pound you over the head with it. You have a chance to have a conversation, call in, disagree, agree, have just relaxed discussion about the issues that affect all of us today. And that is something that I hope is meaningful to you. It should be meaningful to our democracy, because the fact is so much media is so focused on what baby ducks are doing on YouTube to really tell us what's happening in Congress or what's happening overseas. And that's a shame. And I hope that you appreciate that this is the value of what non-commercial media is about, educational media that is intended to help you be the best person that you are in this world and can be the most informed person in this world. Maybe you love our music. Maybe you love the culture. Maybe we inform you in a different way than you would normally otherwise get. Music educates and informs in a different way. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for somebody who sacrificed for you. Do it for someone who helped you to become a better, more informed person, whether that's a parent, whether that's a teacher. Do it for the musicians who sacrificed of themselves, who give up the lives that they could otherwise have because they want to make your life better. They want to give you something to strive for. They want to give you something to be informed by. That means something. Whether you maybe understand that this is educational radio because you hear music, or whether you understand this is educational radio because these guys banter back and forth about what's happening with ISIS, something that may not have relevance in your day, guess what? The government's spending a lot of money on that stuff, and it will affect, if it doesn't affect you right now, it's certainly going to affect your children and grandchildren. The artists who get a chance to be on the airwaves here, they will affect your memories down the line. You may not get that right now, but 10 years from now, you're going to be saying, oh, yeah, I remember that. And those will be your memories, and they're going to be things that you hold dear. Maybe we're creating new memories for you right now, and I hope that that means something to you, because I can tell you right now, those other radio stations don't really give a damn about it. They're there because they have to advertisers to please. This is not about advertising. It is about you. And if you appreciate that, the fact that I don't have a phone call on the line is a shame, because I believe that this is a great radio station. We have people who could be doing a lot of other things, doing many more fun things, or just going to sleep, and instead they're here because they care about you. There are some great artists who are going to be coming through the doors here the rest of the night. Damage Control is coming on at 11 o'clock. Folks will be coming in here till 5 in the morning. Those people are here because they care about you. They want to educate. They want to entertain. They want to inform. They want to give you a glimpse into a world that you might not otherwise have access to. They care about the concept of independent media. I'm asking for you to care right now. I'm asking for you to call. I'm asking for you to make a contribution, because this kind of media matters in this city. People oftentimes talk about Houston. They oftentimes say, well, there's not much going on, or they talk about oil and gas or all these other things. This is what I hear from friends of mine in other cities, and I know a lot of people in a lot of other cities. But Houston is made better when places like KPFT exist to let you know that there is a cultural world outside of the things that you expect. You tune into KPFT because you appreciate that choice, but you don't want to take that choice for granted. I'm Ernesto Aguilar. I am the program director, as I said, and as the person who sees the Excel spreadsheets, I can tell you this right now. KPFT has about 6 days left in operating capital. 6 days left. We have less than a week of operating capital left in our budget, meaning that every dollar that we get in right now is going to help keep us on the air to next week. We don't even have 7 days left. So every single dollar during this fundraising campaign makes a difference. We talk about this stuff as platitudes. Sometimes we tell you, oh, your pledge matters, et cetera, et cetera. And people go, oh, this is one ear now, out the other. There's so much marketing speak out of the world. You can't determine the truth from fiction. This is an absolute truth, and your pledge matters. Thank you for that call.
Thank you so much.
The world hasn't been overtaken by a zombie apocalypse. We actually have survivors out there. Thank you for that call. Your pledge of support makes a difference. Trust me, the zombie apocalypse has already happened. We
the
just
listening
don't know
dead.
It because if you listen to commercial radio with the same three songs going over the next 2 hours, I was listening to one of the stations whose name I will not mention at this point, the new classic hip-hop station, but I will tell you right now, I heard the same three songs in, you know, of the canon of classic hip hop. And I was, trust me, I was raised on hip hop. I can tell you there's at least hours and days and weeks of great music. And I heard the same Ice Cube song three times in 2 hours. Are you serious? Come on. But there's a lot of radio that's like that. A lot of pop radio is like that. R&B radio is like that. Rock radio is like that. Quote unquote alternative rock radio is like that.
I think
all the commercial radio stations
are
like that. They have advertisers to please. That is what they're about. I'm not going to joke with you about that. I think at the bottom of your heart, you know that that's true. Their bottom line is advertisers. That's who they care about. Here on non-commercial radio, we care about you. Your call makes a difference. 713-526-5738. We know you're not a zombie. We know that you appreciate something different. If you're listening to the fact that we're asking you for money, you care. This must mean something to you because obviously you'd like to hear something different. You're a listener who's a cut above what else is out there because a lot of people listen to radio. Hey, I listen to the commercial stations too every so often, but you clearly have a discriminating taste. You have a taste that's a cut above the average radio listener. And now I'm asking for you to please make sure, don't just be that person that appreciates that radio. Be that person that makes that donation. Be that person that makes that pledge of support. Be that role model. Be that inspiration. Be that leader to someone else. Because I can tell you, and I've mentioned this to you guys before, this radio station changed my life. I had a chance to be exposed to this radio station when I was 13. I was flipping the dial when I was a kid, and I happened to discover this radio station on accident. This station completely blew my mind with the music, with the ideas, with the news, with the perspectives, with a glimpse into cultures I had no idea about, languages I'd never heard. And we do that for so many people. You just happen to hear my story because I'm in front of a microphone, but there are hundreds of people whose lives get changed because you pledge. And if you can be that person, I would love for you to be that person right now. Mike, you know me. I can be on the soapbox the rest of the freaking night. So I'm going to put this microphone down because I've been here. I got here at 5 this morning. I'm going to go get some dinner, and I am going to go relax, hopefully, and I got to get back up here bright and early in the morning. But I want to send thank yous right now before I get out of here to Eileen. Eileen, thank you so much. Decided to renew a membership, helping us out at the $60 level, putting us closer, a little closer to the goal. We can get there. Every one of these programs is such a great show. It's an honor to have every one of these folks who come on the air here. It's an honor to have the guys who are here coming in here for Damage Control. They're an inspiration to me because they could be doing something else. The guys who are on the air right now, they're an inspiration to me too because they could be doing anything else, taking care of themselves. But they're here because they want to do something for you. They're here because they believe in something that's bigger than themselves. I told the story with Egberto on Monday, but I was raised by a mom who had three kids. She could have done a lot of other things in this world. She could have made a lot of other choices with her life, but she knew that the right thing to do was to honor a responsibility. Public radio, community radio, independent voices on the dial is everybody's responsibility, and that's just the bottom line. Because the commercial interests have their money. They have their outlets. They have their people that are happy to give them all the money in the world. We only have you, and that is all there is to it. I used to box, and I had a boxing coach who told me, it is not how big you are, but it's how big you fight. And I believe this radio station has a lot of fight in it because they've got a lot of people with a lot of spirit and with a lot of heart and with a lot of integrity. And if you're out there and if you believe in that, go to kpft.org, make that contribution. If you can make that call right now and help put a spring in everybody's step out here at the studio, please do that because that call will just lift everybody's spirits. Mike's got a not too big of a goal. We're about a third of the way there. We've had a $60 pledge. We've only got $200 to raise, $200 to raise. I'm sure the Koch brothers pee that amount of money. It's so easy to raise that amount of money, and I know that you care about it. Ultimately, it's not going to hurt you to let go of $5 a month, $10 a month. You can do it. You know that it's the right thing to do. I want to let you get back to a great show, Mike, because I love this program. It's always enjoyable to listen to. Please make your call right now, 713-526-5738. Remember what I said, and I am not joking with you. The Founding Fathers didn't protect your right to listen to advertising. The Founding Fathers didn't tell you, oh, you have a right to have reality shows. They didn't put that in the Constitution, but they sure as hell put freedom of speech and freedom of the press in the Constitution because they understood what that meant to a democracy. Please do not neglect us. Please do not ignore ignore that this station could go away, because stations go away every single day, and that is the God's honest truth, sadly. So please don't take it for granted. Please support this program. It is a great show. I want you to please help out. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Make that pledge of support. Make it now. Make it count. KPFT.org. Mike, I can just keep on going. I'll step down now.
I'm still here.
Get off the soapbox. Slowly, surely, it's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
And thank you, Ernesto.
No problem.
Passionate.
Anytime.
And honest and soul felt. And I could tell that you were really speaking from the heart.
Oh, absolutely. No, this I am absolutely serious. When I discovered this radio station, Mike, I was typical of a lot of high school students. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, like a number of people here. I will tell you right now, I was raised on the east end of Houston. If you're listening in Denver Harbor, what up? I love you. You know, I know you're out there. However, I was raised like a lot of high school students. I was raised on commercial radio. I was raised on TV. I mean, that's what I got to watch when I was a kid. That's what I got to listen to. My peers in high school listened to commercial radio. We listened to all the stations that are out there, like most high school students. When I discovered this radio station, I had no idea what I was listening to. I had no idea who these artists were. They weren't being played on commercial radio because commercial radio plays crap. I didn't know it was crap at the time because I was a kid. But when I heard this radio station, I was like, wow, these artists are pretty cool. I'd never really heard this stuff. Then I began to tune in for some of the news, and I began to listen to some of the speeches that I would hear. And it educated me in a way I never got in school. It educated all of us who listen in a way that we never get in school. Whether you listen to the music and you go, well, I'm tuning in because I want to hear an artist I've never heard before. I want to hear somebody before they break. Whether you tune in because you want to hear a speaker that you've never heard of, or maybe you've heard their name before, but you want to hear what they have to say and what they think. Maybe you're tuned in for the news. But whatever the case is, this station can change somebody's life. There are a lot of ways that people can go in a wrong direction when you're a kid. I'm a testament to that. That certainly happened to a lot of us when you're young people. But when you hear something, you hear a voice, when you hear a perspective that changes your perspective, and maybe it changes your own expectations for yourself. Maybe you decide you want to be a musician. When you hear an artist on the air, how many of us have picked up an instrument because we heard that artist on the radio and we made you go, wow, I'd really like to do that. And so you get interested in music. Maybe you hear somebody talk about a historical thing, and it makes you want to go down to the library and read about that issue. That's something that you wouldn't have otherwise done if the radio didn't make it possible. Better yet, if the people who pledged didn't make it possible for that radio station to exist. You don't want to be that person that doesn't contribute. Hey, consider this a ride. You don't want to be the person that rides along and doesn't contribute to gas. You don't want to be that person that grabs into the refrigerator, sips the milk carton, and puts it back. You want to be that person that gives a little bit back to everybody else. Because trust me, I got changed by this radio station. It educated me. It gave me a sense of how important this is. And I believe that you will change other lives when you make that contribution. We've all had role models. We've all had inspirations. Tonight, I need to ask you, how much money is it worth to you to help be an inspiration to a young person? What's it worth to you to make a difference in somebody's life? Put a dollar amount on that. If you can put a dollar amount on that, by all means, call us here, 713-526-5738, because you're going to give an artist a chance to be heard on the radio. Somebody who wouldn't otherwise have a chance, because if they go up to the other radio station down the street, they're calling security. That's just the way it is. However, what is that worth to you to have independent music on the air? What is it worth to educate somebody? What is it worth to help show somebody else another possibility? You can't put a price tag on that. But if you can pledge $5 a month, $10 a month, a dollar a day, whatever you can afford, whatever you think is right for that kind of media, then do it. I'm not asking you to break the bank. I'm not asking for your car, your house, your kids, your puppies, your kittens. I'm not asking for any of that stuff. I'm asking for you to do what you think is right. Mike, I am passionate about this because I really do believe what you guys talk about is so important, because there's a lot of stuff. I watch the news all the time. I'm a voracious reader of news and listener of news and listener of radio. And there's so much stuff stuff out there. It's all jargon. It's all about somebody's got to impress somebody else with their doctorate or whatever else. And you guys are able to break down issues in a very approachable way. And that is such a vital thing. So we're asking for you, please don't take that for granted. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is that number to call. Make that pledge of support. You want to stay tuned for Damage Control coming up at 11 o'clock. But these guys have a big goal we want to raise. Mike, I know you've got a lot of conversation. It's much more informational than my begging desperately for money. But I'm here. I stuck around a little bit longer because I love this show. I love what you guys do. And I'm going to step down and give it back to you. Thank you so much. 713-526-5738.
Thank you so much, Ernesto.
You got it.
You know, Ernesto was talking about his experience with KPFT. Mine is a little bit different. I came to KPFT later. I came in about 3 years ago and talked to Ernesto about the possibility of doing a show. And I'll be honest, when I came in, it was sort of, I was seeking an opportunity for myself. And KPFT made me earn it. And I feel like I have learned a lot in that process. I've learned a lot about KPFT and the value of KPFT and all the different people that make up KPFT. And you know what? Some of the shows I don't care so much. Some of the shows I find interesting. I think the two shows that I like, and one of them I think is terribly, terribly underappreciated. I like Irish Airs. When I catch that on the radio, I like Irish Airs, just something about the Irish flute music. But I also think that our local news show from 4 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, I think is a very, very underappreciated program. I find that I learn stuff from that show that I haven't heard anywhere else. I haven't found it on the internet. I haven't found it on any of the news sites that I follow. It really is local news. It's not if it bleeds, it leads. It's really stuff, you know, they'll do like maybe two or three or four stories in that half hour. And it's really stuff I don't know anything else about except for what I hear on that. And I trust them, which is important when you only hear something from one source. That's the kind of thing that KPFT does. You don't have to listen to the 95 shows on KPFT. If there are one or two or three or four, if maybe my show, Think Wing Radio, is one of them, that's worth supporting the station. Ernesto talked about radio stations going off the air all the time. 92 News 92 FM just went off the air. Now, it's turned into classic hip-hop. Ernesto was mentioning that. Now, I've sampled News 92. I would like to have a good FM news station. There's another public radio station in town. I listen to that sometimes for news. I'm basically a news junkie, not so much a music junkie. If I have to choose, I'll pick the news. That rhymes. And, you know, I never liked the News 92 format. I sampled it over and over, and it just never grabbed me. It sounded so commercial. And it was so just hang on through the next commercial so we can tease you with something else. It just, you know, it's like I can just go to BBC. I can go to KUHF. I can go to KPFT. I can go to other stations for news. And that's why they closed it down. If we had 50, I think we have about 55 different radio stations in town, AM and FM combined, about 55 stations. 30 of them are controlled by six different companies. I think that if those 55 stations were owned by 26 companies or 35 companies, I think we would have a lot more diversity. I think we would get a lot more news and information. I think we would get a lot more perspectives. I think that it would be a very, very different community. But right now, if you want a community radio station that has that kind of diversity and that kind of community information, this is it. This is it. 713-526-5738. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. Several years ago, when I first started getting involved with KPFT, and Bob is out there right now, he's taking phone calls whenever they come in. And Bob took a phone call from an older woman who donated, I believe it was $16.50. I love telling this story because it's so significant to me. I mean, that's an interesting number, $16.50. And when Bob was talking with her, it came out that this woman was on a fixed income and she really wanted to help support KPFT. And she went through her checkbook and the money she had and the bills she had, and she came up with $16.50 was what she could afford. She didn't make it 15 or 16 or 17 or 10. 16. I mean, that's precision, and that's dedication, and that's devotion, and that's placing a level of importance on this radio station to her that made $16.50 a contribution she wanted to give. So when we talk about we appreciate whatever you can give, we really mean that. Now, this show has a $200 goal. They're not going to take me off the air immediately if I don't meet the $200 goal, although we only have 6 days of operating expenses in the bank, so you never know. I've got these two great pledge-level premiums, the Skeptic Society magazine for $60, which also gets you a membership for the year at KPFT, and the Planetary Society membership at the $150 pledge level. Let me give you an idea. I mean, both of these are great premiums, but let me give you an idea of where I think the best value is. I love the Planetary Society. Their normal annual membership is $37. So for $150, you're getting a tax-deductible contribution that also gets you not only helping KPFT, but also gets you the Planetary Society with their quarterly magazine, The Planetary Report, which it's a thin magazine, but it's got color pictures, and it's got great information on missions and science and just really, really interesting stuff. So for the $150 pledge level, you get that $37 subscription. The Skeptic Society, for the $60 pledge level, you're getting a $30 subscription. And I'm really surprised that I haven't had more callers calling in for that. It's like, it's really a twofer, supporting KPFT and informing yourself and supporting the Skeptic Society and their work. 713-526-5738. Do please call with whatever you can afford. Another thing I want to mention, and I usually do this at least once per pledge drive show, if you are in a car, and most people are listening to these shows on the radio when they're in cars, and sometimes it's like, I would love to pledge, but you know what? I'm driving on the road, and it's dark, and I'd have to reach for my wallet. And I mean, talk about distracted driving, trying to fish my credit card out and read the numbers while I'm looking at the road and watching the guy in front of me who's going to turn without signaling. And you know what? That's not necessary. All you have to do is dial your phone, preferably voice dial, 713-526-5738. Call us up. Give us your name, give us your contact information, and tell us how much you'd like to pledge. And you know what? We can complete the information at a time that's more convenient for you, but we'll know that you've made the pledge. The pledge is just a promise. We're relying on you to keep your promise. But you don't have to dig out all that information at this very instant in order to make that pledge. Call us up, tell us who you are, how to contact you, how much you would like to pledge, and we can wrap that up later. We can do it by email, we can do it by phone, we can do it by mail, whatever suits you. But to please let us know that you care enough about this station and perhaps this program to help keep it on the air. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. You know, one of the things, I mean, I actually have sort of a general plan for what I like this show to be. So I work on a couple of premises, several premises, really. One I've already mentioned, that you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. Another one is that an educated electorate is a prerequisite for a democracy. Another one is I often don't talk about what is the dominant news story going around in the news cycle. And that isn't necessarily because I don't care about it. It's not necessarily because I just haven't been up on it. It's because if everybody else is talking about a story, in most cases, I feel like, what do I need to spend an hour talking about it for? So one of my goals here is to talk about stuff that isn't being talked about by everybody, because if everybody's talking about it, what am I going to contribute that's new or different or insightful or interesting? Often very little. So I try to offer something that's a little outside what the mainstream media is talking about. And that's why very often you'll get a topic that seems totally out of left field. I've done things.
No topic of yours is out of left field, brother.
Center field. He was implying that I'm not lefty enough to be out of left field.
Exactly.
Yeah, I figured. But, I mean, I like, for example, I did a show on whether school starts too damn early. That was literally the title of the show. I've done shows on Obamacare at a time then that really a lot of people were just talking about how bad it was. And I had people on here telling you how to use it and how to benefit from it. So I always try to do something that's a little bit different that you're not going to hear in too many other places, maybe nowhere else. And that's what I'm hoping you'll support. We've got a $200 goal for the hour. We're not there. It's 10:54:50 mark. 713-526-5738. I could really use your support. KPFT could really use your support. Whatever you can afford to give is appreciated, but I've got the $60 pledge level with a one-year subscription to the Skeptic Society magazine and the Society Talks. And I've also got at the $150 pledge level a Planetary Society membership. Both of those, I think, are very worthwhile, very important in terms of keeping yourself informed as well as supporting organizations that work to keep people informed. So it's kind of a twofer. A threefer if you donate and help support the show. 713-526-5738. Egberto, do you have anything you'd like to share in these last couple
minutes?
Yes, I have
a lot I'd like to share in the last couple of minutes. And it goes this way, folks. Mike Honig every week comes here with a whole bunch of papers. And the reason he comes here with all these papers is to make sure that he has something to tell you that it's worthwhile. I mean, I think everybody here is impressed with the amount of research he does. So, I mean, I think when we're asking you to give to the show, we're not asked. I mean, look, none of us get paid here, right? It's just a matter of keeping things running. It's just a matter of keeping things on. But let's reward Mike with, you know, with just knowing that he's a part of making some of the daily recompensa for this show, right?
I'll take your Spanish word for it.
Yes, you know. So come on, give us a call at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. And if Roxy was here, she would say 713-JAM-KPFT.
That's legitimate.
That's legitimate. So please give us a call and make that commitment to Mike. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You can get a membership as low as what, Mike?
You can get a membership as low as $40. You can get a premium at $60 and another premium that I like, the Planetary Society, at $150. There are all kinds of other premiums you can get if you're into the T-shirts and the mugs and the caps.
Right.
They're all there for you. I'm just really proud of these two.
Yeah, I mean, of course you're proud of those two, because those
are
the ones that you brought.
Those are the ones that I specifically requested because
you know,
I thought they were really cool.
And they are cool, but they're all cool.
They're all cool.
Right?
They're all cool if you think they're cool.
All right.
I guess we need to start underscoring the show right now.
We have 30 seconds.
We have 30 seconds. So,
yes.
So let's...
Remember, this is Fun Drive. We don't have to go cue all these other things up.
Okay, we're not going to cue the music because every moment counts during
Every moment
Fun
counts.
Drive.
So, folks, you have 2 minutes to give Mike some moolah.
KPFT. KPFT some moolah.
That's what I mean, KPFT.
But to donate the money during my show, which also helps to show that someone is out
Absolutely.
There listening and enjoying it.
Absolutely. So don't forget, give us a call. Or not don't forget, please do, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT.
And if you're driving, remember, slower traffic, keep right. It's not just a good idea. It's the law.
Wow. Insightful.
I know it is.
You know what made it insightful, Mike?
What's that?
The tone.
Yes.
The tonality, my brother.
I can do some serious bass.
Oh, wow. I like the
I'm
serious
I'm very
bass.
Often up here because, you know, I get excited and I'm passionate, but I can do this.
Oh, you know.
I can do
folks,
this.
Folks, he's not talking to the ladies. He's really talking to you. He wants you to call 713-526-5738. And give a little moolah to KPFT to keep
KPFT.
Us on air. Please, por favor. And you know what? Jesse just showed me something that's important. 11 cents a day, folks. 11 cents a day is $40 a membership. Why not do that? That's $334 a month. $60 is only 16 cents a day. And you know what I usually say, Mike?
That's pretty cheap labor.
It's pretty cheap. Can you buy KPFT a cup of coffee?
You know, at that rate, you're buying KPFT a glass of seltzer.
You would say
11
that.
11 cents
Could
a freaking day.
Could you remember our audience, please? Forget about the seltzer,
well,
my brother.
Well, when I was a kid, it was 2 cents plain. But, you know, the price of everything goes up.
Yes, sir. But anyway, we have 30 seconds, folks. 713-526-5738.
Buy the station an egg cream a day.
I like that.
An egg cream a week.
I like that.
We're not picky. An
what
egg
is that
cream.
Again?
An egg cream. Okay, this is the recipe. You use some milk, some chocolate syrup, preferably Fox's You Bet, and you mix in some seltzer water. And it makes this wonderful, foamy, chocolatey, milky beverage. It is wonderful. It's like
folks,
it's a New York
thing. Now you
thing.
See why he's not all left. Sign off, Mike.